Welcome to today's Landley Radio Sports page. I'm Tyler Crabb. Day two of the 2024 Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament concluded Thursday, and on today's show, we have portions of our interviews from Thursday. Our first interview was with PCM's Tucker Wheeler after he qualified for the semifinals.
Tucker, congrats on the win. How does it feel to be advancing to the semis?
Thank you, and this is my first time, so it really feels great. Super excited.
And it was a hard-fought match. No scoring in the first period. Second period, you trailed by one. You come back, you get the win. How much sweeter does that make it, knowing that you really had to earn it and work to get to the semis?
I mean, when you work hard, things are worth a lot more. So when you end up getting them, it feels a lot better.
And obviously a lot of hard work has gone into it this season to be able to reach this point in the season. And, you know, coaches, athletes around you just here being able to support you. What does it mean to you to have that great group around you helping you, motivate you to get as far as you're able to get?
I mean, it feels absolutely amazing having help from everyone, getting to help people. My dad's in day and night helping me all the time, so it feels amazing.
And as you move on to the semifinals, what's it going to take to keep this run going and hopefully go all the way for a state title?
I don't want to sound like original, but hard work.
Absolutely. Tucker, congrats again on the big win, and best of luck in the semis on Friday.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that was PCM Boys wrestler Tucker Wheeler. Our next interview was with Knoxville's Daniel Gorski after he reached the semifinals.
Daniel, how does it feel to be advancing to the semifinals?
It feels good, but I know it's not like through my strength, but it's through the strength and the faith I put in Jesus Christ. And he has a plan for me, and he has been leading me through his tournament, showing me the right ways. And I just put my faith in him, and I'm going to keep doing that and trying to spread his word through interviews and all that, yeah.
And Dan, yesterday we talked, and it was a hard-fought one. You go to overtime, win by two in overtime. Today you didn't need overtime, but still a two-point decision win to advance to the semifinals. What was going through your mind throughout that match, knowing that it was likely going to come down to the wire where it was hard-fought between you and your opponent?
I think that first match, it was just a way of God showing me that, like, maybe I need to adjust, you know what I mean, and just make different changes. And through that, I made a couple changes. I knew I was better than that kid on the feet, and I was just like, that first match, I was making dumb decisions, trying to break him down, and now I was just not risking it, you know what I mean, because I know I have good cardio, I know I'm better on the feet, and just letting him get up, you know what I mean, I guess keeping him down, but just staying in good positions on top, and that was it, yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of a weird match where there just wasn't much of a flow because there was some timeouts for blood. There was an injury timeout, and just really wasn't a match where you really got the sense you get a flow to it. How did that kind of affect you and just trying to stay mentally prepared and ready to go each time the match got stopped?
I was looking at my opponent and he was tired, you know? And like I said, like when Jesus has a plan for you, like, it's just, things will go your way, you know what I mean? And if you just trust them, and that's what I've been doing, and I'm going to continue doing it and try to get to that top of the podium. And that's it.
Daniel, appreciate the time. Congrats again on making it to the semifinals. Hopefully we'll see you continue this journey on through Friday and into Saturday.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Knoxville Boys wrestler Daniel Gorski. Continuing our recap of interviews from day two of the 2024 Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament, we now have a portion of our interview with Norwalk's Tyler Harper after he reached the semifinals.
Tyler, congrats on advancing to the semifinals. How does it feel to be part of the top eight?
Thank you. It feels pretty good. Obviously not where I want to be right now. I still have two more matches to go, and I'm going to get the job done.
And I understand that there was a little bit of frustration in that semifinal, if you wouldn't mind explaining it, because I know that for some of our listeners, they're gonna see semifinals, that's awesome, and should be an exciting time, but not satisfied. Can you tell us a little bit about why you weren't satisfied?
There's a few things, like, I didn't wrestle as good as I could. I'm a lot better than that. I gave up my first takedown of the year, but I got the job done, and at postseason, a win's a win, and everyone's going to be wrestling their best, and that's what we want. So, yeah.
And that's pretty impressive that your first takedown given up is in the quarterfinal round here at the state tournament. And what has allowed you to be so successful this year to the point where that is the case, where you could say that nobody was able to take you down until the quarterfinal round of the state tournament?
I think it's just a lot of hard work in the off season and in season, just working on defending shots and working on my attacks, and I think it showed throughout the year.
And we mentioned that this isn't necessarily the end-all, be-all, getting to the semifinals. You've got bigger aspirations, and as you try to reach those aspirations here at the state tournament, what do you feel like it's going to take to reach the pinnacle and get the job done?
I think it's just going to take my average self, my normal self. I don't need to wrestle above what I am, and I'm gonna have to just show up like I always do, and I think I'm the best one here.
Tyler, appreciate the time. Again, congratulations on reaching the semifinals. Looking forward to seeing how far we can take this run, and hopefully it results in a state championship. But again, appreciate the time, and look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Norwalk Boys wrestler Tyler Harper. Our last interview was with Indianola's Dax Klatt after he reached the semifinals as well.
Dax, what does it mean to you to make the semifinals?
It's super exciting. I mean, it's my senior year, and I'm just really glad the work paid off, and I'm just really happy to be wrestling tomorrow, so yeah.
And as a senior, to be able to get to that point in the semis and be able to get a big win and really kind of help the team out there, you know, it'd been kind of a struggle in the quarterfinals for this team, and you know, I don't say that as a negative thing, but just the luck hadn't gone your guys' way, and to be able to kind of break that spell and get one of the Indians into the semifinals, what did that mean to you to be able to be that guy?
I mean, it's just super awesome. I'm glad I could do it. It's rough for the teammates. I mean, they were all really close. But for me to make it myself, I'm just really happy. I'm just ready to go tomorrow, and yeah, grateful.
And kind of a unique deal here with this Indianola squad, obviously a very good wrestling team, but to get all 14 guys down here to the state tournament and just have somebody in each weight class and be able to represent, you know, one of those weight classes for such a strong team, what does that mean to you to just be a part of a squad that is so good, it could be such a force here in Class 3A?
Yeah, it's just so awesome. Being a senior, more of a leader this year, it's just awesome to be surrounded by a bunch of hardworking kids my age and 3 years younger. I'm really grateful for the team I have and the opportunity to wrestle on this team.
Dax, appreciate the time. Again, congratulations on reaching the semifinals, and best of luck as you try to make it to that championship match on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Indianola Boys wrestler Dax Klatt. Find all of the full interviews with Wheeler, Gorski, Harper, and Klatt at KNIAKRLS.com. Stay tuned to KNIAKRLS for more interviews and updates from the 2024 Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament. Once again, that was interviews from Day 2 of the Boys State Wrestling Tournament on today's Lely Radio Sports page.